The biggest names in sports are all on IsraelSportsRadio.com.
Good morning. This is Dr. Lashbrook.
Hi, Dr. Lashbrook. This is Ari Lewis with Israel Sports Radio. You're live on the air. How are you doing out there in Portland, Oregon?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, wow. So 7:30 in the morning out there, and I was told that you've already been up a few hours. You start your day out 4:30 in the morning, or approximately. Is that correct?
That's true, and I'm actually, it's a two-hour bike ride to work, but I try to stay fit so I can survive. So
wow.
I stopped in the middle of my bike trail to do this interview. I'm glad to be here.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for doing that, and for all our fans out there listening, all the audience out there who is interested in sports management, tell them how much work they put into this, because that's the point why I emphasize at the top of the interview is that 4:30 in the morning, well, you know, for someone in your position, that's what you got to do. You have to wake up 4:30 in the morning, get started, and keep going and work a long day to get it done.
Well, first of all, we're global. We have students that have taken courses from 140 different countries over the last 10 years. And so we're a 24/7 company with a live interactive a website. And that's just part of doing business. You have to be global if you're going to survive.
Absolutely. And this is Rafael. Again, I want to thank you so much for coming on and giving us some time. As you just mentioned, very, very busy. So I want to get right to it. So you are the president and the founder of Sports Management Worldwide, which has, I think, over 100 countries. There's been people involved from over 100 countries. You've been doing this for over 35 years. I just want to go all the way back to when it started. Can you just tell us when was the first time it came or you decided that you wanted to go into the sports management world?
Well, I've been a professor for over 40 years at the college level. I've been a sports agent for 20 years. It was after the Jerry Maguire movie about 16 years ago, I decided I'd want to train people to be agents and represent athletes all over the world. That was the foundation of our company. And then the light bulb went off, and I felt in college curriculum, So often the major is not relevant to getting a job. So we started developing courses like sports broadcasting or sports marketing or digital video editing or scouting or being an agent. We just took all these courses for college credit and offered them online with live interactive audio chats with professors that have expertise in the industry. And that's really the foundation and growth of our company. But it started with an agency, which is a very thriving part of it. We represent athletes all over the world in all sports. The world is about relationships and integrity, and we ask everybody, we attract integrous people, and we try to carry the torch, the ethical compass, and to try to do things right in a world that is begging for more ethical leadership.
Right, and as you mentioned, you are a professor, and I still believe you are a professor. You do so much. You have so much on your resume. It's hard to keep track of everything you're doing. So can you tell us, are you still doing teaching on the side when you're not so busy with your company?
I am. I teach at Western Oregon University and Concordia University out of Chicago. Besides that one ground class a week, I believe online is the revolution of the future. It's a cell phone versus the payphone, and whether you're in Israel or England or America, it's really hard to find a payphone anymore. And I think online education almost changes the paradigm of higher education. That's very exciting. We also believe, particularly talking about your world in the Middle East and all the terrorism and concerns over there, my philosophy is sports is a weapon of mass construction, not just facilities, but bringing people together. Just like the basketball for peace that some of our alums are involved with there in Israel. I believe sports is a solution for a free world, and we need to continue to grow sports. And by the way, every sport is growing and cross-pollinating around the world. It's a very exciting time. It's a renaissance, if I may.
Yeah, it's so great that you mentioned that, because our motto here at Israel Sports Radio is building love of Israel one sports fan at a time. And sports is a device that bridges gaps between people of different religions, politics, backgrounds, what have you. So I'm so happy that you said that.
Well, and I got to be honest with you, when I grew up and graduated in 1970, it was a phys ed coaching was the only way to get into sports. Now it's a $750 billion industry and growing. HDTV, the Nikes of the world, ESPN, if I may, no different than your radio show being listened to all over the world on the internet. Sports is truly the solution for content for all this internet activity. So it's just anybody that wants a job in sports, a career in sports, whether they're in another career now, with online, you don't have to quit your day job, but you can pursue about any career you want in sports, whether it's part-time or full-time. And I think that's the exciting venture out there. Sports is going to go nowhere but up. Even during the Depression, baseball attendance went up. Now we're way beyond that. NBA wants to go to China. NFL is going to go back to Europe and play. NHL opens up in Europe. Baseball opens up in Japan. Look what basketball's done. I went to Springfield College, the birthplace of basketball. Look at the growth of basketball. Even though soccer is the most popular sport in the world, look at the growth of cricket, 2020 cricket. There's no reason that these sports can't cross-pollinate across continents as people follow their favorite team and sport through the internet.
Absolutely, and that's so great that you mentioned that, because at Israel Sports Radio, we're very involved with the Israel Football League, which is the American football being played in Israel. I believe it's now a 10-team league. In the last 5 years, it's gone from, four teams to 10-team league. It's on national the finals, I believe, this year was on national TV in Israel. A lot of Israelis are starting to play American football, so that's very interesting. At first it started with just, you know, all the Anglos who were living in Israel got together, but now it's very, very popular among Israelis. So it's great to hear you say that, because we have great proof for that in Israel. Also, with basketball, is in Israel basketball in the last 10 years, with the addition of Omri Kaspi, the first Israeli player ever to play in the NBA, that's been huge for Israel and soccer and even cricket. Believe it or not, there's even a national hockey team in Israel. So everything you said is really true, and we can vouch for you.
Right. And the void, if I may, is the business side of sports, not just the coaching and the athleticism. And there's an athlete over there tomorrow that could play American football, if noticed or if introduced to the sport. So the cross-pollination of DNA is huge right now. And that's what, you know, we just signed in the NFL a kid from Australia that played rugby. You're going to see more and more of that. As a young boy, the smallest guy on the American football field, I'm sure I would have migrated to soccer, but there was no soccer offered back in the 60s when I was in high school. So when you think about it, and I tell my students every day, many of you will be working in other parts of the world, the emerging countries. Sports is a very, very common language. It's a universal language. It's a common denominator in the free world. And what you're doing in Israel, what we're doing here worldwide, it can't be any more exciting than the opportunity for people to be part of the business model and make money. And I look at Nike. They started with a waffle iron. Look what Nike's done to the world of sport. They're very much an inspiration to us in our own backyard.
We're speaking with Dr. Lynn Lashbrook, who is the founder and president of Sports Management Worldwide. And on your website, you have a great question that you pose to all the people who look at it, but I'm going to ask you this directly. What happens when an agent represents two players playing against each other? Now, usually you could just say, well, I hope they play well, but what happens when it's on the same play? For example, you have a situation with the gentleman of the Eagles, Akeem Jordan, trying to tackle Miami Dolphins quarterback Matt Moore. So who do you root for in that situation?
Well, that's a great – you really do cheer for the game and the health of your clients, and you just enjoy, and you can choose games on Saturday. The beauty of having an agent or being an agent and having a client turn on the TV, it's kind of a thrill. Remember, in our concept, the agent advisor is a direct relationship to the client. So in that case, they may be under the umbrella, but each have their own agent advisor. Our goal with the agent advisor program is democratize the opportunity to be an agent, but also eliminate the possibility of too much conflict of interest. So we have silos of decision-making. Our agent advisors truly are the relationship and the decision-maker recommendation. We plant the seeds and open up the integrity of representation and being proactive in mentoring. But at the end of the day, each agent advisor has their own set of clients, which makes it even more exciting. Nobody knows Israel than an agent advisor from Israel. Nobody knows a farm kid from Kansas better than somebody else from the farm in Kansas. So we're trying to connect the dots of somebody they're comfortable with that can confront them and help them make better decisions to prevent, whether it's a bad decision off the field or bankruptcy. There's too many tragedies out there in professional sport. I think the agent has to step up to the plate and be part of the solution, at least reduce the chances of failure in the second career.
Great. That was very well said. As I mentioned earlier, this is Rafael again. Sorry that we're switching back and forth on you, but we just have so many questions that we keep thinking of and that we prepared for this interview. As I mentioned earlier, you've had, I believe, over 100 students from over 100 countries. So as we are in Israel, can you please tell us of maybe some of the students that you've had from Israel or people that are involved with the sports world in Israel? I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about that, and maybe they could get involved with your company.
Yeah, you may not have been a student, but we did have a conversation, and I am way too numerous to mention. We have several students that got involved with the Basketball for Peace. We know agents over there. We went to Tel Aviv to watch your professional basketball, which was very impressive, almost a college atmosphere at an NBA game, if I may. And we're developing an ambassador program. And what we found in sports management worldwide, even though we may be an American-based company, we consider ourselves a worldwide company, hence sports management worldwide. And we really, in 8 weeks with live interactive audio chats, we always say, my metaphor is you have to have a ticket to the game to catch a foul ball. And as a young boy in Kansas City, I caught 13 foul balls, and every time I had a ticket to the game. All of our courses are designed to be a ticket to the game. We don't guarantee the foul ball. That would be fraudulent. But you got to start somewhere. And all you need is a computer and a passion for the game. We're going to help you get started, whichever direction you want to go. Digital video editing is one of the fastest growing industries where you can go through the back door to get in. Hence, the Miami Heat coach, Eric Spoelstra, came through the video room. Our interim coach, Caleb, in the Portland Trailblazers came through the video room. There's so many other ways to get in sports. We think we'll have women GMs in the NFL soon because we have a lot of women taking our digital video editing course. And so that's what's exciting is you don't have to be an incredible athlete or know somebody to break in sports. What you need to do is be a difference maker. And we try to give you the skill sets of separation to get started and to move in that career. And it keeps growing. In a tough economy worldwide, sports economy just keeps growing and growing.
Right. And that's very well said. I want to ask you a little bit more about these conferences that your company offers, because I know I've looked at them. They're very interesting and they're really in everything now. NBA, NFL, NHL, the Combine. I know you have something with that. So can you just tell us a little bit, or even in MLS, that's even the most impressive. As you were talking about the development of sports in the United States, the MLS is growing right now at an unbelievable rate. I know the team in Portland, I think, has the number one attendance in the league or in the top five. And West Coast of the United States is really loving, or maybe that Seattle has one of the best.
No. I'm a season ticket holder. Both Seattle and Portland are real shining stars.
Right.
And the growth of soccer. When I was a young boy, I thought it was a communist plot. I didn't like soccer, and now I absolutely love it. But my point is, and back to your question, the opportunity for growth in these particular areas lead everybody. How can you grow your business? And I got to go back to cricket that turned to a 2020 model. And I think any sport works in other cultures because we have such a migration of people, a diversity of people. And we talk about diversity. We're talking about race, gender, and culture, and that's the exciting part. Sports desperately needs more diversity. I think if a woman GM were the New Orleans Saints, I don't think Bounty Gate would have gotten as far as it would. I think baseball would have drug tested 20 years ago if more women were involved in the boardroom. So if we're talking about the growth and the leadership opportunities, our conferences complement our online courses. So we'll go to the NHL draft, and we'll put on a conference there and bring in the experts that happen to be in the city. We go to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, same thing. We're going to the Summer League in Vegas, NBA Summer League, bring in the star GMs and let people touch and feel and ask questions. And we'll do things in soccer, and we also do baseball. We go to the Major League Baseball Winter Meetings. We hope to do something in London this year. We hope to do something in Israel. We want to take our show on the road as we develop our business model. But it starts with an online course, and the conferences complement the online course.
Okay, so let's do this for our listeners out there. Can you tell them how they can sign up for your program, how they can get involved? What do they have to do?
Right. Well, they can call anytime on the website. But let's go to the website, smww.com, sammaryww.com. All the information's on there. Application is free of charge. And we'll follow up. One of our career counselors will call back and discuss how we can help you. What's your situation? What would you like to do? And we have a tremendous amount of testimonials. We've been around a long time. The company's 10 years old, but I've been teaching for 40-some years. We take pride in helping people get started. So smww.com, go to the website, fill out an application. We will call you and chat with you to see if we're a good match or not. We're not always a good match. It may be somebody wanting something we just don't feel comfortable we can deliver. So we try to strategize and give people a chance while they keep their day job. They get a chance to plan ahead for a second career, whether it's part-time or full-time. And that's something nobody else in the world is doing. I take a lot of pride in it, and it's all about integrous people. And you can't legislate integrity, but you can attract integrous people and make it a better world. That's our goal, and hopefully someday we'll be what Nike has done with a shoe around the world. We hope to fill that shoe with leaders and decision-makers.
Wow. So hopefully a lot of our listeners are taking note and are filling out the application right now. But back to being an agent, because you are an agent as well. I wanted to ask you, you said you're from Kansas City, you grew up there. You have so many clients in different leagues, I believe, or different types of games. Can you tell us some of your favorite sports teams? Do you even have any favorite sports teams? Is it hard?
I grew up in Kansas City. It was the age before they moved to Oakland, but the Kansas City Royals, I named my son Brett after George Brett. He was one of my favorites because he stayed with the team for 20 years as an agent sometimes. I believe in free agency and making money, but sometimes I think we send players out to make more money instead of what's best for their family and for them and their career. So I love my Kansas City Royals, and I grew up the Kansas City Chiefs. I attended the longest NFL game ever back in 73 when Miami and Kansas City went to six overtimes. But to be honest with you, the older you get, you watch your kids play, and then you enjoy the company. And anytime I see a client, I don't care whether it's basketball in Israel or the NBA or MLB, it's just a thrill to know that we've helped people be involved and connected to the game in the business side. And I think I take more joy out of the sports and what it can do for the world, and also what our company's doing for people individually, whether they stay with us or start their own agency. I feel good about what we're trying to do, and I think we've got a big upside. And these interviews and others where we expose ourselves to the world, the more people find out about us, the more they like us. And we're going to work very hard to deliver an infrastructure for people to come in and move on in life. And hopefully someday it will make sports an impact on society. We desperately need solutions besides war.
Absolutely. Well said. Of course, for those of you just tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Lynn Lashbrook, who is the president and founder of Sports Management Worldwide. And one of the things I want to ask in regards to attracting clients or pursuing clients, you mentioned that you like to have a high level of integrity with your employees. What about athletes, players? Do you say, hey, we have to have a criteria of integrity before we take you on and represent you out there?
It's a very good question. We'll take a relationship. We don't chase them down. We let relationships and referrals. I call it the Ralph rule. You got to get Ralph Dawkins out of Louisville, who is a free agent, to get introduced to his brother, Brian, out of Clemson, who's going to be a future NFL Hall of Famer. But I think one of the big challenges in the agent world, if you stand up to your client like a Plaxico Burress carrying a gun in New York and tell him to put the gun down, or Michael Vick that needs money for his unemployed brother to buy dogs, if you can't have the courage to confront and maybe lose your client, we really are a broken model, and that's what I think's happened. We tell our agent advisors, you got to stand up for the truth. We'll check on that relationship. But I want to confront a client that's going somewhere that you don't want him to go, bankruptcy or whatever. I'd rather lose a client, an agent advisor lose a client, than enable a player to end up in a tragic setting. And I think that's something, as an industry, we're caught off guard because we lose the commission by doing what's right. And I want to break that model by making the agent advisor be the mentor, and don't quit your day job so you're not dependent on enabling an athlete to make wrong decisions. Those are circumstances. Most of the time we attract people philosophically that like the agent advisor, like our concept, they like our story. It's not rocket science. With collective bargaining agreements, negotiations are not what they used to be, and so the added services that we provide to our agent advisor program, we think are going to give us separation down the road.
You know, it's interesting. I wanted to talk, because we're talking about integrity and supporting your clients, and you mentioned Jerry Maguire at the beginning of this interview, and we had super agent Jason Belzer on a few weeks ago, and I asked him point blank about Jerry Maguire and the realistic nature of the movie. I want to ask you as well, do you think Jerry Maguire was realistic?
Well, I think he was idealistic, and I think I'm proof. That the concept of integrity, I mean, we built a nice, you know, to have Matt Moore, who's a starting quarterback in the NFL, through our, you know, free agency and moving our way up, I'm pretty excited about our concept. It's very idealistic, and most of my fellow agent colleagues kind of snickered at the idea, no different than professors that snicker at the idea of online education. And, you know, I've always, my mom did a good job grounding me, and my dad was flamboyant a little bit, but I was never afraid to try to do it right. And I refused to let a herd mentality say this won't work. And so I think the Jerry Maguire movie, today, what we do is the same thing. We're trying to do it right, and we're not going to compromise. And, so I've got to be honest with you, it was the inspiration for growing the company.
Okay, and I just going back now to what we were talking about. I know we're going back and forth. Like, again, there's so many great things to talk about here.
We just had someone text in a question.
Right, we had someone ask a question. Can you tell our listeners all the sports and all the different kinds of sports that your company trains to become an agent,
sure,
or to get involved in that sport, or different types of professional leagues?
Right.
And all
No. I'll start with mixed martial arts. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the world, and we have a great faculty. What a big business that is. Cricket, I've been to the Lords, to the Ashes, and I witnessed cricket. What a fabulous, particularly with 2020. Rugby, we have a great course in rugby in different parts of the world, in Australian rules football, and part of the rugby, soccer, American football, basketball, and of course, baseball, and all the sports. And we're going to, you know, whether it's tennis or golf, we're letting that grow through our agent advisor program organically. We try to offer courses in the major sports across the country, and we're very proud of that. Lacrosse will probably be the next sport that we bring up. There's a business side that's not being addressed. The Olympics, et cetera, but we've never, until now, the business model needs to be growing, not just the X's and O's and the victory and the athleticism and the performance, the whole venue of how do you enter. Every empty seat is an opportunity, and to sit there and go to a facility that has 20,000 empty seats, that's an opportunity for somebody out there that is passionate about growing the business side. And that's what we really focus on, whether it's MMA or sports broadcasting. Every student, every venue out there that doesn't have play-by-play could be started tomorrow, as you guys know, with internet, radio, and play-by-play and selling advertisement. So I don't think society has caught on yet to the marketability and the growth potential for sport business. That's why our company is at the right place at the right time, in a sport that's going to grow every hour it grows.
All right, and one last question before we let you go. We've talked about representing athletes and sports in general, but you yourself were a pretty good athlete. According to Fort Hays, you were a four-year letterman, started there in football, correct? So tell us what that was like playing at Fort Hays State.
Well, you got to go back to high school when I got to suit up varsity my junior year and broke my leg before the game, which was pretty embarrassing. And my senior year, the manager came out and the coach brought me in and they asked me to be the manager. And I said no, and that probably changed my life forever. And then nobody recruited me, so I walked on. I call it the walk-on approach to Fort Hays. And fortunate enough to get in the last quarter and got a fumble. And before you know it, I started the next game. I never not started, got a scholarship, got three interceptions in one game. all that is, makes me feel good. But I tell my students, I remind them, that doesn't make you any money. And so it's important that you have your own personal motivation, which I do, going back to being the manager. At the same time, everybody has to self-inspire themselves, and we need those people in the business of sport. There's no reason to be in a boring job. Why not work in sports, have fun, and get paid for your passion?
Sounds good to me. I'll take you up on that. All right, we really appreciate the time, and we know, again, you stopped in the middle of your bike ride to work to talk to us. It was really great. I should start riding a bike or something. That's pretty impressive. I need to start waking up at 4:30 in the morning and get more things done. Of course, we're going to speak with Dr. Lynn Lashbrook. Dr. Lashbrook, thank you again for the time, and please give us that website one more time before we let you go.
Thank you very much. SMWW.com, Sports Management Worldwide. Google it in, Sports Management Worldwide. We'd love to talk to you. If we're not a good match, we'll tell you. If we think we can help you, we're definitely going to tell you. You guys were great today. Good luck to you in your venture.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Dr. Lashbrook. Be well out there.
Okay.
And
hopefully he gets to work safely.
Yes, if he's late to work, they can blame us. Write the emails to IsraelSportsRadio@yahoo.com.